Barbara pressed a button and a young woman's face appeared on the camera screen. She said, "This is Frau Helen Koch. She was killed by a rifle bullet to the belly, fired by you before your first cigarette in the morning. By all accounts, she only suffered for a mere 3 hours before expiring, while your men kept back all attempts at aid by her fellow Jews. In fact, you killed 2 people that morning, since Frau Koch was pregnant." While the rest of his body remained immobile, the old man's fingers started to claw the covers. His gaze was on the call device, but though it was only 2 feet away, he couldn't reach it. She tilted his chin back and held it there so he could gaze at the screen. "You have to focus, Colonel. You remember Frau Koch, don't you? Don't you? And David Rosenberg? Don't you?" He finally blinked his assent. "I would show you the pictures of the other people you condemned to death, but since there are over 100,000 of them, we don't have time." She pulled a photo from the pocket of her robe. "I took this from the frame on the piano in your beautiful library." She held the picture in front of his face. "We found your son and daughter and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. All these innocent people. You see their faces? Just like David Rosenberg and Helen Koch and all the others. If I had time, I'd tell you in exact detail how each will die tonight. In fact, 7 of them already have been butchered, simply because of their connection to you. You see here, Colonel, we wanted to make certain that there were no monsters left to reproduce." He started to cry, his mouth making little mewing sounds. "Good, good. Tears of joy, Herr Colonel, I'm sure. Maybe they will think our sex is so good you cry. Now it's time to go to sleep. But keep your eyes on the picture. Don't look away. It is your family, after all." When he closed his eyes, she slapped his face, forcing his eyes open. She leaned down and whispered into his ear in another language. His eyes widened. "Do you recognize it, Herr Huber? It's Yiddish. You heard that phrase often in the camps, I'm sure. But in case you never knew the translation, it means rot in hell." She placed a pillow over his nose and mouth, but did not cover his eyes, so he could see his doomed family as his last image during life. She pushed down with considerable strength. The old man could do nothing as his oxygen vanished. "This is a far easier way to die than you deserve," she said, as the pump of his lungs quickened, seeking air that wasn't there. After his chest lurched one final time, she removed the pillow and placed the picture of Huber in his uniform in the pocket of her robe, along with the small camera. They had not killed his family, and had no intention of doing so. They did not murder innocent people, but they had wanted him to believe, with his final dying breath, that he had precipitated the destruction of his loved ones. They knew his death could never match the horror of the slaughter carried out on his orders, but this was the best they could do. She crossed herself and whispered, "May God understand why I do this." Later, she passed the guard, a cocky young Argentine, on the way back to her room. He eyed her with obvious lust. She smiled back at him as she playfully twitched her hips, letting him glimpse some pale skin under her thin robe. "Let me know when it's your birthday," she teased.
"Tomorrow," he said quickly, making a grab for her, but she darted out of the way.
"That is very good," she thought, "because I won't be here." She walked directly to the library and returned the photo to its frame. An hour later, the lights flickered once more, and then went out. The same 10-second gap occurred before the generator kicked on. Barbara's window opened and then closed. Dressed all in black with a knit cap over her hair,
She climbed down a drainpipe, skirted the perimeter security, clambered over the high wall around the estate, and was picked up by a waiting car. It was not that difficult since the security measures at the estate were chiefly designed to keep people out, not in. The driver, Dominic, a slender young man with dark curly hair and wide sad eyes, looked relieved. "Brilliant job, Dom," she said in a British accent. "The timing on the power going out was spot on," she said.
"At least the forecasters were right about the storm, provided a good cover for my engineering sleight of hand. What did he say?"
"He spoke with his eyes. He knew."
"Congratulations. It's the last one, Reggie."
Regina Campion, Reggie to her intimates, sat back against her seat and pulled off the cap, freeing her dyed blonde hair. "You're wrong. It's not the last one."
"What do you mean? There are no Nazis like him left alive. Huber was the final bastard."
She pulled the photo of Huber and Adolf Hitler from her pocket and gazed at it as the car raced along the dark roads outside Buenos Aires. "But there will always be monsters, and we have to hunt down every one of them."